as I was listening to the choir, I was also looking up at the front and looking at the design. And I don't know if you see it, but I suddenly saw it very clearly, that there was a stairway, a lot of stairways, going up, coming down. And I thought of the story of Jacob, and I heard the words of the old hymn. And I felt, this is the right story, and this is the right place for it today. Our scripture, our sermon scripture, comes from Genesis chapter 28. And you'll note in your worship bulletin that it says verses 10 through 19a. Well, that's wrong. I'm going to read to the end of this part of the story of Jacob. Jacob left Beersheba and went into Haran. He came to a certain place and stayed there for the night because the sun had set. Taking one of the stones of the place, he put it under his head and lay down in that place. And he dreamed that there was a ladder set up on the earth, the top of it reaching to heaven, and angels of God were ascending and descending on it. And the Lord stood beside him and said, I am the Lord, the God of Abraham, your father, and the God of Isaac. The land on which you lie, I will give to you and to your offspring. And your offspring shall be like the dust of the earth, and you shall spread abroad to the west and to the east and to the north and to the south, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed in you and in your offspring. Know that I am with you and will keep you wherever you go and will bring you back to this land, for I will not leave you until I have done what I have promised you. Then Jacob woke up from his sleep and said, surely the Lord is in this place, and I did not know it. And he was afraid. And he said, how awesome is this place? This is none other than the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. So Jacob rose early in the morning, and he took the stone that he had put under his head and set it up for a pillar and poured oil on it. He called that place Bethel, meaning the house of God. But the name of the city was Luz until at first. Then Jacob made a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and clothing to wear, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then the Lord shall be my God, and this stone which I have set up for a pillar shall be God's house, and of all that you give me, I will surely give one-tenth to you. Thanks be to God for God's word to us.